Good communication is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. I'm talking about becoming a better listener. Can you dig it? Hello, this is Jim Harris from Obsessive Compulsive Data Quality. Earlier this week in my blog post, Shut Your Mouth, I utilized Sports Night, The Tao Te Ching, and Shaft in order to make the case for the critical role that listening plays in effective communication. So I decided to make my podcast topic today, Open Your Ears, as I continue to emphasize the importance of listening. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. This is Habit 5 from Stephen Covey's classic book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. As Covey explains, we typically seek first to be understood, because most people do not listen with the intent to understand, they listen with the intent to reply. Now, we are all proud of our education, knowledge, understanding, and experience. And since it is commonly believed that experience is the path that separates knowledge from wisdom, sometimes we just simply can't wait to share our wisdom with the world. However, as Covey cautions, our desire to be understood can make our conversations become collective monologues. And then Covey goes on to explain what he calls the 5 different levels of listening. At level 1, we're ignoring. That means we're not really listening at all. We're just, completely tuning out whoever happens to be speaking. At level 2, we're pretending. We are only waiting for our turn to speak, usually characterized by us constantly nodding and saying things like, yeah, uh-huh, right. Level 3 is selective listening. So we're only hearing certain parts of the conversation. A good analogy to that that Covey uses is when you're listening to the constant chatter of a preschool child. You're kind of listening, but you're only picking up certain parts of the conversation. At level 4, we get into what Covey calls attentive listening. Here we are paying attention, and we are focusing energy on the words that the speaker is saying to us. The 5th and final level of listening, according to Covey, is what he refers to as empathic listening. And this is where we are actually listening with the intent to really try to understand the other person's frame of reference. You look out through it. You see the world the way that they see the world. You understand their paradigm. You understand how they feel. So a quick recap again. Level 1 is ignoring. Level 2 is pretending. Level 3 is selective listening. Level 4, which is really the beginning of true listening, is attentive listening. And then level 5 is empathic listening. And the real difference between levels 4 and levels 5 is the concept of empathy. Now, when we're talking about business communication or professional communication, when people hear the word empathy, sometimes they get a little bit uncomfortable. And that's because the word empathy is actually a very misunderstood word. As Covey himself explains, empathy is not the same thing as sympathy. Sympathy is a form of agreement, a subtle form of judgment, actually. And it is sometimes the more appropriate response. However, people can feed on sympathy. It can make them dependent. The essence of empathic listening and the essence of empathy is not that you agree with someone. It's that you fully, deeply understand that person, emotionally as well as intellectually. So again, you're not necessarily agreeing with them, but you're connecting with them on an emotional level as well as an intellectual level. Now again, when we're talking about business communication, when you hear me say an emotional level, a lot of people, again, balk at that because they think it's inappropriate for emotion to be used in a professional setting, where we seem to have a tendency to prefer rational analysis and a removal of emotion sort of from the conversation, from the equation. And that's actually, forcing people to basically live sort of like as a half a human in a way. Because we're not just rational people, we're rational and emotional people. And there is 2 different types of intelligence. It is typically, intellectual intelligence and then what's known as emotional intelligence. It's the emotional intelligence component that is really functioning to your benefit when we're talking about the difference between empathy and sympathy. In all professions, it's fairly common to encounter rational and logically intelligent people. But truly extraordinary people masterfully blend both kinds of intelligence, intellectual and emotional intelligence. And a well-grounded sense of self-confidence, an empathetic personality, and excellent communication skills exert a far more powerfully positive influence than simply remarkable knowledge and expertise alone. So once again, effective communication requires excellent listening skills, because effective communication requires encouraging open dialogue. And this means listening to what people have to say, as well as getting people to be willing to listen to what you have to say. So conversation and communication is a two-way dialogue. So it's not just emphasizing your listening skills, but also requiring the person that you're engaging in communication to have effective listening skills as well. So if both sides can try to work towards a mutual understanding by practicing empathic listening, you're really going to be helping to create an environment of conversation and engagement in which viewpoints can be freely shared without bias. And that's the next aspect that I want to talk a little bit about, is that when you are engaging people in conversation, what is being exchanged back and forth are opinions. And opinions in and of themselves are never wrong, and they're also never irrelevant. So everyone has a right to state their opinion and has to be willing to listen to the opinions of others. So I want to talk a little bit about the nature of opinions. One of my favorite quotes is actually from the Buddha, and it's, "Put no head above your own, but also cease to cherish opinions, especially your own." What "put no head above your own" means is you shouldn't simply accept the opinions of others. You have a right to your own opinions, and you should feel empowered to have and to express your own opinions. We're all unique individuals. We all see the world not as it is, but as we are. And that's actually going back to another quote from Stephen Covey. So our perspective is unique, and we do have something of value to add to a conversation. So again, we're sharing our opinion. So to put no head above our own means to have faith in the opinion that we are expressing and be willing to share that with other people. But we also have to cease to cherish opinions. You know, opinions are not facts, opinions are not truth, and they're very open to needing to be exchanged, to be experimented with, to be discussed. So you have to share your opinions, but you have to share them without cherishing them just because they're opinions that came from you. Accept potential, you know, constructive criticism, and also do the same when you're receiving the opinions of others. So don't cherish your opinions, nor try to cherish the opinions, even if it's expressed by someone who is an expert or a thought leader on the subject that you're discussing and who you have relied on, you know, the wisdom and guidance of in the past. You know, so when the Buddha said, "Put no head above your own," he meant even his own. So one of the things that I see happening a lot when people have, you know, heated discussions that really start to break down the lines of true communication and people stop listening to each other is because people get so caught up in wanting to associate themselves or identify themselves with the opinions that they're expressing. And then people stop listening to other people's opinions because they get so attached to their own. And you really, again, it's about being able to express your opinion, having the patience and practicing the attentive and empathic listening to receive the opinions of others, and then be able to mash up those opinions into an effective conversation, an open dialogue of communication, and that's where you're going to get the beginning of being able to move forward in collaboration. So communication, conversation, connection, and collaboration. The essence of all this is listening, and the ability to avoid sharing what Covey referred to as collective monologues. We're all simply waiting for our turn to speak and not really paying attention to what others that were supposed to be engaging in dialogue are truly trying to say. So the essence of all communication comes down to your willingness to be able to shut your mouth, open your ears, and engage in empathic listening. And if you're able to do that, then you will be able to foster an environment in which a diversity of viewpoints will be freely shared without bias, and everyone will be able to get involved in the discussion, and everyone will be able to have an opportunity to hear what others have to offer. And with that basis of communication, you will be able to foster collaboration that will be necessary in order to accomplish your collective goals. So this has been Jim Harris from Obsessive Compulsive Data Quality. I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast, and I hope that you have a great day.